Hello, my name is Brian Novoselsky, and welcome to the Over the Counter podcast. Today we are joined by Lisa Lavin, the founder and CEO of Omcare, a digital health company changing the way the world cares by integrating technology with pharmacy and care services to help older adults live where they want to live longer. Welcome and thank you so much for joining me today, Lisa.
It's an honor to be here, Brian. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Of course. So today we're going to be discussing the Rural Health Innovation Initiative, a six-month pilot study program designed to address rural pharmacy deserts by demonstrating a scalable model for remote pharmacy access. The model is being led by the University of Minnesota Center for Healthy Aging and Innovation with help from Omcare and its Home Health Hub. We'll start with some key facts regarding the initiative and then take a look at the greater pharmacy landscape, exploring the ways in which initiatives like these are making a true community-wide impact. So, like I said, it's a pleasure to have you here today, Lisa. So really to start us off, can you just explain why was the Rural Health Innovation Initiative first established and how did your organization get involved?
Absolutely. So, you know, it actually started with a very interesting phone call between myself and a mayor of a small rural health desert here in Minnesota, Mayor Alicia Pearson. Alicia had just taken office as mayor of Lanesboro, Minnesota, a community of like 800 people living in a pharmacy desert. And she had spent the first few months of office just trying to figure out how to recruit healthcare and pharmacy services into her community unsuccessfully. And, you know, when you think about it, who's going to come to a town with only 800 residents? It just, the ROI just isn't there. So she started networking to see what are the other options. And a mutual friend connected us. Within 15 minutes of our first call, Mayor Pearson and I had already come up with a bunch of ideas and drafted a plan to bring care and pharmacy services directly into the homes of Lanesboro using the Omcare Home Health Hub. Over the next then 12 months, we had to actually, you know, stand up this model and put the partnerships in place that we're going to be able to provide the care via this technology, because technology alone is just not going to solve it, right? So we assembled the partners, PharAmerica, for the Integrated Pharmacy Services and the University of Minnesota to lead the study, and we built something that hasn't been built before. And our whole intention is to create a model that is replicable, using current services today, but just serving them up in a new and different way. And I'll also add, we're filming a documentary to capture the real world impact along the way, to be able to show that impact and then to help us expand the model over time.
Awesome. Perfectly said. Yeah, no, I think it's great to really see those real world examples. And instead of just kind of seeing a model on a piece of paper or on a website or something like that, and really seeing its ability to kind of scale up. And it's always great in the pharmacy industry to have people with visions and missions like that going forward to really address these issues that are so community impacting. So awesome. So gonna dive a little bit into kind of Omcare's place within the model and then really talk about some greater industry, you know, pharmacy desert kind of landscape that's existing and what you and your partnerships are really trying to address. So can you dive a bit deeper into the capabilities of Omcare's Home Health Hub and how it's affected patients' lives?
Yes. So the hub is an all-in-one device or appliance, if you will, that sits in someone's home, either in the kitchen or bedside table or wherever they want to put it, that combines really three very important things: medication management, pharmacy and caregiver access, and human connection. It holds up to a 30-day supply of pre-sorted medication that is pouched, medications that are delivered to a person's door by PharAmerica. And when it's time for them to take their meds, the hub alerts the person, dispenses the right pouch at the right time, and also then tracks adherence. So there's no more pill sorting, there's no more missed doses, no more confusion about what to take when. It also has one-touch button that connects you directly to a pharmacist 24/7. So there's no navigating a phone tree, no driving 30 miles to the nearest pharmacy. And It enables simple video calls, one-touch video calls with family and caregivers. For someone living in a rural community, that combination is transformative. It means they can stay in their home longer, they can manage their health safely, and stay connected with family and friends without relying on somebody else to drive them somewhere.
Awesome. Yeah, very much agree. Obviously, me just hearing about kind of the base level ways that this operates, like I can already foresee like how it's really transforming rural health, older adult health, and how it's such a unique kind of offering for people like these in these specific situations. So kind of going to address some of the specific things that this new program, this new model, and this new technology can really address. So how does the Rural Health Initiative, innovation initiatives, or more specifically, the home health hubs kind of role in it? How does it address the specific health risks, such as lower medication adherence, that are associated with limited pharmacy access?
Well, I know your audience, this is preaching to the choir here for sure, that, you know, when you live in a pharmacy desert, the barriers to adherence stack up fast. You have to drive in excess of 30 miles to be able to pick up a prescription. And if you're 75 and you're taking 7+ medications, some of which need refills at different times, that can become a real burden. People then end up skipping doses. They stretch medications. They simply just don't fill the prescriptions. And then the health consequences can be serious, as you well know, as a result of that. So our model was designed to eliminate those barriers. Medications are delivered to the home. They're pre-sorted in dose pouches. They're loaded into our hub. The schedule is automated, and the right medication is dispensed at the right time with alerts. And then PharMerica proactively reaches out to prescribing physicians to keep prescriptions current. And then I'll also add is that PharMerica has a very unique service where they provide this 24/7 pharmacy support, as well as a monthly nurse check-in that adds that additional very valuable layer of clinical oversight. And so we see it as a closed-loop system. It's that full pharmacy integration that brings those services and adherence into the home.
Awesome. Yeah. And yeah, definitely that closed loop system is definitely, you can definitely scale that across a lot of ideas and what pharmacy is really moving toward. I think this also falls in line with kind of just the payment models and the transformation in pharmacy today, right now, with direct to consumer and just making it more convenient for the patients. I also feel like a lot of that is moving toward some patient populations, but you know, older adults, people in rural areas, these new models aren't really 100% scalable toward them. So something like the home health hub and this initiative can really make a huge difference for, and kind of speed run, if you will, for lack of a better word, this more accessible care model. So yeah, it's really awesome to see. I also think it's like so unique, and definitely love the opportunity to highlight it. So really kind of diving into a little more grandiose picture within pharmacy and the shortages, and then we'll kind of wrap back around to the program itself and some of the main players there. So in what ways does bringing care directly into the home help mitigate the impact of current caregiver or pharmacy shortages? So this is kind of like the brunt of like why it was all put together and the real issues that we're trying to address.
Yeah, you know, the real issues that we're all facing is this massive caregiver shortage in our country that's only getting worse. You know, you look at the statistics, we've got 11,000 people every day turning age 65. And today we may have 7-to-1 caregivers for every senior, but by 2030, in less than 5 years, that ratio is going to go down to 4-to-1 and soon thereafter, 3-to-1. So what do? We know we have to extend the reach of caregivers. And then we have to compile on top of that the issue of a pharmacy desert, where we have pharmacies that are closing, and we have 46% of all U.S. counties have at least one pharmacy or healthcare desert. So this traditional model of going to the pharmacy, going to the doctor, having a caregiver come to you is breaking down, is unsustainable, especially in rural areas. So our model is designed to flip that. Instead of expecting the patient to go to care or expecting caregiver to be physically present, we bring the care to the home through technology. The hub automates the scheduling and dispensing that works with the caregiver that would otherwise need to do so, right? So, and also by having that 24/7 pharmacy line means that a patient doesn't need someone to drive them to the pharmacist, and that monthly nurse check-in provides clinical touch points without requiring an in-person visit. So by no means does this replace human care. Matter of fact, the model is designed that it extends caregiver reach and pharmacy reach into the home.
Awesome. Yeah. I don't even really have much to follow up on that, because I think that really just explains like where everything is going and how to address some of these issues. So cool. So wanted to really just touch on pharmacist role in the program, and then kind of talk about some of the other partnerships that are involved within it. And then we can kind of wrap up here. But I think it's been a great discussion on kind of how something so unique and but also so scalable and able to help so many populations is kind of going to roll out. So talking about pharmacists, what role do pharmacists play in ensuring that this program is successful?
You know, we've been talking a long time about how do we integrate the pharmacist more into the care model, right? And what I love about this model is the pharmacist is actually central. PharMerica handles the concierge pharmacy transfer and medication optimization, reconciliation. They look for low-cost alternatives. They synchronize the medication so all of the prescriptions are now in alignment on a monthly basis. They, you know, pre-sort those medications in dose pouches that are delivered directly to the home and are loaded into the hub. And because our hub has that direct IT integration with the pharmacy information system, we automatically download the medication schedule so that the person is alerted when it's time for them to take their meds. And we have the ability, again, with that direct integration with the pharmacy information system, to be able to manage both pouched medication as well as unpouched medication. And with the pharmacy staff being available 24/7 through one-touch access on our hub, Each participant in this study, and we see in the future, if they have any kind of questions around side effects, a drug interaction, missed dose, they can reach out directly to the pharmacy. So the pharmacist just isn't filling the prescription and sending it off anymore. They're an active, ongoing part of the patient's care team.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's the perfect response for our pharmacy audience, because not only does it address the things that pharmacists across the country, even across the globe, want to address within healthcare landscapes, but also involves the pharmacists at the center and really utilizes their expertise, which is something that they've been fighting for so long. So definitely all great positive things kind of going forward within this. So wanted to touch on talk a little bit about PharMerica and some of the other players within the program. So what role are other partners within the initiative, including PharMerica and even Mayor Alicia Pearson? What role are they playing, and how important are partnerships like these in addressing the growing issue of pharmacy deserts?
Well, I'll start by saying this very important thing is that this doesn't work without partnerships. This is a collaborative. Mayor Pearson is the reason why it exists. It was her ideation and her persistence. She just refused to accept that her community of 800 people would simply just couldn't have access to pharmacy services. So she, Mayor Pearson, provides the local leadership, the trust, the credibility in a community that no outside organization could replicate. PharMerica brings 30 years of senior care pharmacy experience, a national network of I think it's over 180 pharmacies with centralized fill. They're delivering this white glove pharmacy services, medication optimization, home delivery, 24/7 support, and that monthly nurse check-in. And the University of Minnesota Center for Healthy Aging and Innovation is leading the study itself, making sure that we have the rigor and the credibility needed to demonstrate the model works, that it scales, and that it actually makes a difference in people's lives. And of course, HomeCare provides the in-home technology that really ties it all together. Quite frankly, you know, the point is there's just no single organization that could solve a healthcare or pharmacy desert problem alone. It takes a collaborative, local leadership, clinical expertise, pharmacy infrastructure, and technology that brings it all together. And that's what makes this model scalable. And that's what we intend to prove.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's perfectly said and the perfect way to cap this off. Obviously, I've definitely harped on it kind of throughout the interview, but it really is such a unique and awesome kind of initiative that highlights so many of the ways and the new approaches that pharmacy is really moving toward in the future with all these partnerships. It's just amazing to see, and obviously wish you nothing but the best and kind of all everyone involved, and hope to see things like these scaled up across every place in pharmacy, not only addressing pharmacy deserts, but the myriad of issues that are trying to be addressed. So I really appreciate you joining me today, Lisa.
It was my pleasure. Thank you so much for the invitation again. Thank you.